It's Monday, April 3rd, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. ConnectWise, Kaseya, and Backbox reports highlighting the importance of cybersecurity and automation for MSPs in 2023, and the potential pitfalls of AI-powered customer service highlighted by a new integration. This is the Business of Tech. Let's start the week out with a review of three reports that have just been released. ConnectWise released its 2023 MSP Threat Report. It's a detailed look at the past year, but I wanted to pull out the predictions. Here are five listed. First, MSPs will remain targets of supply chain and critical infrastructure attacks. Second, Zero Trust network architecture is critical for MSPs. Third, leveraging threat intelligence research and inter-organizational collaboration is essential for MSPs. Fourth, MSPs will continue to solve the IT talent gap with tech stack consolidation and leveraging outside services. And finally, fifth, specialized cybersecurity training will increase across the industry, but ramp up will take time. Kaseya released its 2023 MSP Benchmark Report. They claim automation was the crucial technology, with 90% of participants citing that. But of note, the top five services that MSPs intend to offer in 2023 fall under the cybersecurity umbrella, covering identity and access management, security awareness training, and dark web monitoring. 61% are using new services to new and current clients to grow this year, and the average MRR range for 26% of respondents was between $1,000 and $2,500, with 23% then reporting between $2,500 and $5,000. Demographics-wise, 63% of respondents identified themselves as general-purpose MSPs who provide a host of IT services. 19% identified themselves as network and data center-focused, and those specific managed security service providers increased year-over-year to 18% of the respondent base. Backbox has released its 2023 Network Operations and Security Survey from the report. Quote, the vast majority of network security and operations pros, at 92%, say there are more network updates needed than they can keep up with. And 98% agree that automated network operations will allow their team to focus on more impactful work. In addition, 96% of respondents say that scaling the business is impossible without network automation. Almost half, at 48% of survey respondents, say their company has not implemented or invested deeply in network automation, opening them up to security breaches and other serious issues. Why do we care? So ConnectWise is leaning into security, sell security. Kaseya is leading with automation, sell automation. And Backbox leads with automation and sells network automation. Not judgmental, just saying. I'll note that each tells a small piece of the overall story for providers. Sure, security is a big deal, but it's not the lead deal. Security needs to be baked in, not sold as a SKU. I worry about providers listening too much to the groupthink of surveys and not making the final leap to apply that to customers. I recently spoke with an expert for a bonus episode on this, about linking back to business outcomes. Security itself isn't the outcome. Building a customer's business on a secure foundation such that they hit their business goals is. Using automation to deliver services is not the end goal. It's about making those services deliver on customer needs. This data gives you the first half, not the whole story. The other story of the day I wanted to highlight comes from Rich Freeman's Channelholic newsletter. First, he caught that Atera had added automated scripting via OpenAI's ChatGPT back in February. Halo PSA showed off its new integration in a demo video released last week. Well, here's what Rich caught. Quote, witness what happens at about the 16-minute and 52-second mark on the demo video when the new feature provides an artificial but not so intelligent response to a simulated self-serve ticket filed by a user whose laptop is on fire. Quote, oh no, that sounds like a serious problem. The first thing you should do is immediately turn your laptop off and unplug it from the wall. do not attempt to use it again until it has been serviced by a qualified technician. If you're able, I would recommend contacting the manufacturer's customer support line or a local repair shop to have your laptop inspected and repaired. Why do we care? The bad implementations begin. Providers are going to need to spend some time reviewing the capabilities of these new features and all the new products and applying the intelligence filter. No, you do not want AI just directly responding to your customers. Your customers do not want to insert AIs into their interactions with their customers. Microsoft has the branding right. Copilot. AI is best used sitting next to the user advising, not as a barrier. Your services role here is to be the voice of reason, and don't be dismissive of that value. Let's cut the FUD. Don't let anyone scare you from selling VoIP because compliance is hard. With their newest managed compliance service, OIT VoIP removes compliance headaches from the picture while you retain control of your client relationships. Get started selling faster than ever. Visit oit.co/mspradio to learn more today. Thanks for listening. Today, World Cloud Security Day. Now, there's one everyone on this podcast is probably aware of. A quick correction. There were some typos in my newsletter this week I want to make you aware of. We called it ChatGPT. Ugh. We'll correctly catch that one next week. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.